The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 23. Then Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, all the things that they tell you, these do and observe, but don't imitate their works, for they don't practice what they teach. Yes, they make up heavy religious burdens and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves won't move them with one finger. But they do all their works to impress others. They make their phylacteries wide." Sartre, Dyer, Commentary. "Phylacteries are scripture texts worn on their clothing," and Dyer, Commentary. "And enlarge the decorative borders of their garments," which identifies them as religious leaders. "They love the best place at feasts, the prominent seats in the synagogues," that is the religious meeting places, "and the special greetings in public places, having men call them rabbi. But don't any of you be called rabbi," which means teacher, "for one is your teacher, and you are all brethren. And don't call any man on this earth father, because your father is heavenly. Neither should you be called leaders, for one is your leader, even the anointed one. In fact, the greatest among you will be your slave. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, because you shut men out of the kingdom which comes from the heavens. Not only do you not enter in yourselves, you hinder those who are entering. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, because you prey on widows by taking their money and look for any excuse to make long public prayers, just to be noticed. Therefore, you will receive a greater judgment. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! For you travel sea and land to make one convert, but when he becomes one, you make him twice the son of Gehenna than you are yourselves. Woe to you, you blind guides, who say, when someone swears an oath by the temple, his promise is not binding, but whoever swears an oath by the gold of the temple, he must fulfill his word. You are fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that has sanctified the gold? And when someone swears an oath by the altar, his promise is not binding, and you say, but whoever swears an oath by the gift that is on it, he must fulfill his word. You are blind. For which is greater, the gift or the altar which is sanctifying the gift? He therefore who swears an oath by the altar swears by it and by everything on it. And he who swears an oath by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. And he who swears an oath by the heavens swears by the throne of God and by him who sits on it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! For you carefully tithe from the mint, dill, and cumin you receive. But you have ignored the more essential matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. Those you should have practiced while not neglecting the others. You blind guides, you strain out the gnat and swallow the camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! For you clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside you are full of greed, grasping for money and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisees, clean up first the inside of the cup and the dish, so that the outside may become clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but inwardly are full of dead men's bones and of all kinds of uncleanness. In the same way, you also appear superficially righteous to men, but inwardly you are full of hypocrisy and sin. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! For you build the tombs of the prophets and decorate the monuments of the righteous, and say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have participated with them in killing the prophets. Therefore, you testify against yourselves that you are the sons of those that killed the prophets. The truth is that you are just finishing up the works of your fathers. You serpents, you offspring of vipers, how will you escape the judgment of Gehenna? Therefore, look, I will send you prophets, wise men, and teachers. Some of them you will kill and crucify. Some of them you will beat with whips in your synagogues and persecute from city to city. Consequently, you will become responsible for all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Berechiah, whom you killed between the sanctuary and the altar. Truly, I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her, how often I would have gathered your children together, just as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you didn't want it. Look, you will be left alone by yourself. For I say to you, you will not see me anymore until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It's a quote from Psalm 118, verse 26. This is the end of Matthew chapter 23.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.